Evaluation copy.
They tell it still at truck stops along old I-95. It's whispered on the CB all along the midnight drive. Some say it's just a story. But these eyes saw it done when Jake and 10-ton Molly made their one last farewell run. It happened back in 72, as near as I recall. Watergate was in the news and Nixon about to fall. The last Apollo flight came home. Vietnam War was lost. And the budget men set down to figure what it all had cost, and they said, "We've squandered megabucks, and if the truth be known, it's the cold gray morning after the greatest party ever thrown. It's time to roll back aerospace, cut down on defense spending." So the word went out. The squeeze was on. The boom years, they were ending. Now, Jake had worked at AFCO since 1954. No paneled office had he there, no name upon the door. But with slide rule, square, drafting board, intuition, faith, and zeal, he could take a wild, half-baked idea, turn it into steel. But times had not been good of late. And rumors made the rounds about which contracts would get cut, whose project would go down. There'd been no layoffs, at least not yet, knock on wood. But AFCO's business was defense, and business wasn't good. Jake left for work one morning, much like any in July. By habit, kissed someone who must have been his wife goodbye. Wheeled his Datsun out the drive, New England Thruway bound, joined 90,000 other cars as up the ramp they wound. Six lanes run to Stratford, 40 miles from here. Toll booths every 15 miles. Never make fourth gear. Construction in the left lane, a truck stalled in the right, and a Plymouth wagon on his bumper close enough to bite. Now, Jake had a CB radio back when CB first began. We had but 19 channels then, a small but close-knit clan. I spoke with him that morning. He was eastbound, me going west. And as his troubled voice went out of range, I wished him all the best. Jake arrived at work that morning 20 minutes late. His parking spot was taken. He walked four blocks to the gate. He missed the coffee wagon, dropped his donut on the floor. Then from the office, his boss says, "Jake, come in." And close the door. 18 years, this old drafting board. Isn't that a laugh? But they say we've lost the contract. We got to cut back staff. A couple of weeks severance, some vacation pay past due. I'm 56 years old now. What am I supposed to do? Get a cardboard box from shipping. Pack up tools and books. Wander the halls aimlessly, avoiding people's looks. Make the rounds of friends and colleagues. Shake hands as faces blur and phalanst. Let's go see Molly. What's to come of her, poor old 10-ton Molly? What will become of her? Out the door, across the street, out to the testing shed where Molly waited silently as if asleep or dead. Snapped the switch. Fluorescence bathed her in their cold blue light. "Hi, girl. How you doing?" "Boy, you're a pretty sight." 20 tons of armor plate. A diesel heart inside. Caterpillar treads, each one 40 inches wide. Dully gleaming olive drab on flanks and turret gun. 1,600 horsepower. My God, she could run. "I was there at your conception. I was midwife to your birth. My pencil was the implement that gave you life on Earth. I know your insides, inside out, each bolt and bearing cap. And they say now you're superfluous and they'll melt you into scrap. Yeah. I'll climb inside you one last time, take the pilot's seat. Down the turret, dog the hatch. Controls at hands and feet, go through that old routine once more. Hydraulic pressure, go. Fuel tanks full, electrics charged. All gauges reach us so. And all of their own volition, his hands go through the routine. With no help from his brain, his eyes watch telltales turn to green. When suddenly a sound cuts through his dreaming like a knife, when with a whir from the hydraulics, the big diesel springs to life. "The hell am I doing?" Jake asked Noah nervously. Molly didn't answer. She just purred contentedly. And then the weight slipped from his shoulders, and out his laughter rang and said, "Oh, well, if I'm going to go, I'm going with a bang." He eased the lever into low, throttle up a crack. Molly hunched and started out. Jakey settled back and grinning like a madman now, without a fear or care, they blasted through the test cell walls if it wasn't there. Chain link fence loomed in their path, went down beneath the treads, a flashing glimpse of startled eyes and wildly turning heads out onto Main Street, Stratford, laughing madly at the just turned left onto the entrance ramp. New England Thruway, west. Jake cut on the supercharger and warning lights winked red. He swung into the passing lane and let her have her head. Really built you well, he crooned. You've turned out quite a lady. And the traffic scattered left and right as the tank bore down at 80. Where's that goddamn Plymouth that tailgated me this morning? I'll ram my cannon up his ass and let that be fair warning. They came to the construction site. Squeeze right, the road sign said. And the road sign turned to Flinders as Jake forged straight ahead. Then over Molly's rattling, Rory heard the sirens wail. Connecticut State Trooper fast approaching on his tail. The cop pulled up. Jake looked across. Smiled, waved howdy-do. The trooper shrugged and fell behind. What was he to do? Jake reached to the radio, switched to the CB band. Breaker, breaker number 9, this here's the Iron Man. I'm headed west on 95, headed straight on through. You truckers want a convoy up? I'll clear a path for you. Me and Tenton Molly, we can clear a path for you. Now, I was in the Exxon station filling up with diesel 2. I'd left the CB on, and from the cab, Jake's voice came through. I flipped a 20 to the gas jock. That could fill my tanks back then. Swung my rig onto the cloverleaf and headed west again. Well, I timed it right. They overtook me in a little ways. I never saw a convoy such as that in all my days. Cop cars mixed with semi-rigs of every size and rank at the head of that parade, a goddamn freaking tank. Well, as Molly pulled abreast of me, I swung into her wake, and the convoy fairly shook the ground, a Richter 7 quake. Sirens, air horns, treads and tires, diesel's throaty sound, juggernaut a mile a minute, New York City bound. But then Jake slowed the pace, for he could see from where he led that bane of every throughway driver. Toll booth stead ahead. He aimed for the exact change booth. Kablam! 3 lanes were gone. Tossed a quarter in the rubble, gunned his motor, and drove on. For 50 glorious miles went the triumphant cavalcade. Throughway to the cross Westchester traveled the parade. And then Jake took Merritt Parkway south. That road was banned to trucks, so we peeled off, but the cops went on, and we all wished him good luck. We followed him by CB, long as he remained in range, till one by one we lost his signal. Man, it seems so strange to stand beside the interstate with 50 other drivers. Strangers till an hour ago. Now comrades and survivors. We heard it by the grapevine, and they drove on till at last at Times Square and 42nd Street, they just ran out of gas. And the cops were very gentle as they led Jake off that day. And they busted up 3 records getting Molly towed away. Jake stood his trial, served some time. But while he was in jail, he took computer programming courses in the mail. Started writing video games. Even sold a few. Have you played that one where you're in a tank and the screen shows you a view of highway, cop cars, trucks, and toll booths and you have to get through? They play that game at truck stops along old I-95. They drop their quarters in the slot down the road they drive. Some say it's just a video game. But these eyes saw it done when Jake and 10-ton Molly made their one last farewell run.